Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
What's up, everybody? Good evening, everyone. Welcome. It's the Ron Kelly Show. It is on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Welcome, everybody. Boy, what horrible weather that we've been having in the state of New Jersey these weeks. The last couple, when's the last time anybody's seen the sun? It's just unbelievable. But I guess that's just New Jersey. I'm just ready to move. Anyway, thank you so much, everybody, for joining me. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Thursdays at 7 p.m. and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Thank you so much for joining me, everybody. I have to let you know, I'm not on my regular page, so you have to catch me on the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining me. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody. Shout out to Sharon Allen Chambers, who loves my show, and I love you too, Sharon. I appreciate you. Thank you, my brother Albert DJ Tiny. Don't forget, it's DJ Tiny every Wednesday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's dwildmusicradio.com. That's dwildmusicradio.com. You check out my boy, DJ Tiny, every Wednesday evening from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Right there on DL Wild Music Radio. I'm going to switch. I got to switch over to my... I have to switch over to my Ron Kelly Facebook page because there's nobody, and I mean nobody, on my Facebook page for the radio show, which I'm going to have to switch to. So I'll put it out there for everybody. I'll put it out there for everybody who watches the Ron Kelly Show. I'll put it out there for you. I'll put it out there for you and just a minute. Let me take a quick break. You know what? Let me take a quick break. People already texted me. Let me take a quick break. We'll come right back with more of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
Hi, I'm Amanda Peet. Like all new parents, my husband and I want what's best for our baby. When it was time for our daughter's immunizations, we wanted the facts. So we carefully researched vaccines. We spoke with doctors and other experts and asked some tough questions. We decided that vaccines were the best thing for our child. I urge you to get the facts. Learn the facts about vaccines so you can make the best healthcare decisions for your family. Thank you.
A message from the American Academy of Pediatrics and VaccinateYourBaby.org.
To come to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Folks, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle calls. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait.
Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show. .com. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much, everybody who regularly checks me out every Thursday evening from, And from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., right here on the Ron Kelly Show. What's up, everybody? Glad to have you all in. Shout out to my boy, Bunny McKnight. Shout out to you, my brother. And thank you for hitting me up. If you want to know where the show is, well, the show is right here. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com. Shout out to all my people. Yeah, I know I'm late, brother. I know I'm late. I had a little computer issue. It wasn't Blog Talk Radio's fault this time. I had a little computer issue. You know, Facebook is like, I just am so untrusting of Facebook these days. And I'm right here on Facebook Live. So, Ron, how could you say that when you're sitting here using it? Yeah, true indeed. But I had somebody. What's up, everybody? How you doing? It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show. .com every Thursday evening. Thursday evening. A little too far. Okay. Can you see me? Okay. Thursday evening from 7 to 8 is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. Shout out to Rodney Hill. What's up, my brother, Bunny McKnight, and all the other people who are going to come in. Just come on into the studio right here and chill with me for the next hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show. I promise you I'll give you some information that you can use and maybe a little entertainment too. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much. It's Thursday, and I haven't seen the sun. Haven't seen the sun in about a week. And it's just so unbelievable. It's just New Jersey. I mean, haven't seen the sun in about a week. I don't even expect to see it for a while. I think the next sunny day they're saying is the lion weather, man. It's going to be Wednesday. That's going to be next sunny day. Let me move over. Get in the corner in the middle here. Yeah, the next sunny day is going to be Wednesday. So it's like really, really crazy weather-wise in the state of New Jersey, along with everything else, traffic, taxes, tolls, and everything else. Traffic, taxes, tolls, the three T's, you know, that you're guaranteed to experience here in the used-to-be great state of New Jersey. Anyway, thank you so much, everybody. Welcome to the program. Got a lot going on tonight. Who cheats better? And I only brought this up because I don't usually talk about this kind of stuff, but I brought it up because I got into a heated debate. Well, I don't want to say heated, but I got into a debate with someone about this, about who cheats better, is men or women. And I'm going to give you my spin. Man, I got a lot of shadows going. Okay, that looks a little bit better. I'm going to give you my spin on what I think about men and women cheating. Plus Cosby. Shout out to Joseph Boyd. Plus Cosby. We're going to talk about who cheats better, men or women. We'll get to that. Cosby. Now, Bill Cosby, is this a conspiracy? Or is another attempt to destroy another black icon, like a la Michael Jackson and some of the other people? We'll talk about that. Also, the armchair activists, those of you who are out there on Facebook posting about racism and not doing a damn thing about it, we're going to get to that too. Trust me. Some of y'all might be a little mad at me at the end, but the beat goes on. All right, everybody, welcome. Welcome, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Catch me on Instagram. It's RealRKelly1. On Twitter, it's R. Kelly Radio Show. And on Facebook, of course, it's the Ron Kelly Show. I'm going to start posting. I'm going to start airing my show from my radio show Facebook page. So it's not going to be Ron Kelly anymore. It's going to be on the Ron Kelly Show. So I put it on this page because this page is a lot more popular. Well, that page is more popular than this one, but this page, because I use it so much, it's more visible. So I got to start broadcasting from the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page. All right, everybody, thank you so much for joining me. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to people who are here, and welcome those of you who come along. Shout out to Sharon Allen Chambers. Love you, my sister. Happy birthday to Sharon Nelson. Had a birthday yesterday. I'm a couple of years older than she is. We grew up together in Storms Avenue, Jersey City. Shout out to my Jersey City peeps. How y'all doing? Okay, so, you know, and let me just start out with my little rant here. I always was a little wary about going to people's women's houses. I'm always wary about that. I've always been wary about going to women's houses. That's always been kind of, you know, always kind of, you know, shout out to Greg Anderson, who just joined the program. I've always been, I've always been very cautious about going to visit a woman in her home, especially somebody I don't really know, somebody who I meet for the first time, you know. And you have a situation in, there was a situation where a man killed the ex. What happens is he went into the house. I'm going to try to get this thing. I should have had it up already. I'm a little late because I was running a little late, everybody. Excuse me for my little failings here. But there was a man who went into his house. I'm trying to pull, just give me, bear with me, everybody, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just trying to pull this up. I don't want to give you any bad information. This happened. Yes. The man shoots kills the ex-girlfriend.
Because
he comes to his house, right?
ABC 13.
He goes into the house and he kills his. What's up, Greg? Shout out to Greg Ashley. So he goes into the house and he kills. Basically, what he does is he comes back to his home, divorced from his wife, ex-wife or whatever. So he comes back to the house. And see, I've always been leery about going to women's houses, you know, when I was running the streets. I was always leery about going to women's houses because you don't know who's got the key. You don't know if ex-homeboy is still around. You don't know if she's just trying to make him jealous by bringing you in the house and then you wind up getting killed or having to kill somebody. So I've always been leery about that. But see, what happened was now this man to divorce this one woman, and she had three kids by him. So he goes back into the house, kills her, kills the three children, kills the new boyfriend, and then kills himself. Then he kills himself. And this is something that happened, I think it was yesterday. I believe it was yesterday. I'm trying to pull it up on my phone here. Yeah, he kills the ex-wife, kills his three kids, and kills the boyfriend. Texas man, five people killed, including himself. The Texas woman was warned that the man was unstable. So I've always been kind of leery about going into women's houses because you never know who might have the key or it might be a situation like this, a trash situation where authorities say that a man walked into a rural North Texas home and shot his ex-wife's three children. Oh, he shot her three children, shot his ex-wife's three children and her boyfriend before killing himself. But the ex-wife did survive. The mother, Amanda Simpson, was shot, but she lived. Justin Palm Painter was the shooter. When he came into the house, he shot three people. He shot five people, actually. He shot the three children who were there, the ex-wife, the new boyfriend, and then himself. So you got to be careful when you go to people's houses. I'm not trying to make light of this. It's a very tragic thing, three children killed. But I always kind of was leery about going to women's houses. So be careful. Make sure you know who you're dealing with. All right, everybody, it's about 15 minutes past the hour. You're watching and listening to The Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. It's theronkellyshow.com. Welcome, everybody, to the program. Thursday nights at 7 p.m., it's me and you and the rest of America. It's The Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Okay, so who cheats better? One of the topics we're going to have going on tonight. Plus, is the Cosby a conspiracy? And I'm going to break it down for you in just a few minutes. And also, armchair activists, those of you out there who are posting about racism and not doing nothing about it, I'm going to get on you tonight and the rest of the news. So who cheats better? Who cheats better, men or women? And I'm only talking about this because I got into a discussion with someone about cheating. And of course, I'm not, you know, I can't say I've never done it, but I don't do it today. Now, my position is that women cheat better than men. And I'm talking about this as I got into a discussion with someone. Hopefully they're watching or listening to the program on blogtalkradio.com or Facebook Live. So I got into a conversation with someone about this topic. Do men, or you guys I don't talk about this kind of stuff ordinarily. But I'm only talking about it because I got into a conversation with someone about it. And my position is that women are better cheaters than men, and I'll tell you why. Because men, shout out to Sharon Allen Chambers, love you, my sister. I think that men are horrible cheaters. I think women cheat better than men. And let me tell you why. Because women don't break their patterns. See, the thing with us men, and I say us because I have been a cheater at one time, not anymore, but we break our patterns. We break our patterns. Men break their patterns when they cheat. You know, see, because what we do, see, we start coming home late from work, you know, hanging out, breaking the pattern, you know. So the things that we normally do, we don't do anymore. We used to come home at 4. Now we're coming home at 7 or 8. And see, that's the first indicator to a woman when a man is cheating. When you start changing your patterns, the things that you normally do, you don't do anymore. And that's the first indicator of a cheater. You see, and men are very undisciplined when it comes to cheating because we change our patterns. We let the lure of the new woman, the new plaything, the new coochie, whatever you want to call it, the new playground to explore it. And that, you know, gets a hold of us. So men are worse cheaters, in my opinion, and not because women cheat more, but because men are bad cheaters because we break our patterns. We break our patterns when we cheat. We break our patterns. You know? So you're walking out the door, you're walking out the room with the phone, you got the phone on vibrate. And some of the things, the telltale signs that women pick up on, and they know that we've been cheating. They know because you break your patterns. Women, on the other hand, can cheat for 20 years, and you wouldn't know. Most men wouldn't know. Because what happens is a woman... Women, and I'm not saying this about all women, but, you know, my position is when men are too not exact as women. So women will keep the same pattern. They'll do the same thing. They'll cook the same night. They'll go to bed with you, you know, as normally as they used to. And they could be with somebody else for like 20 years. But women, they don't break their patterns. And that's why I say that women are better cheaters than men. So the person I was talking to at the cigar bar, I hope they're watching the program, probably listening on Blog Talk Radio because it might be over there right now. So that's my position. And I just wanted to put it out there. That is my position. All right, it's almost 20 minutes past the hour. You're listening to The Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, The Ron Kelly Show. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back with more of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All right, it's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and theronkellyshow.com. Shout out to the mayor of Woodland Park, Mr. the Honorable Keith Kazmark, who does partake into the Ron Kelly Show during his busy schedule. Shout out to you, Mr. Mayor, and Godspeed, and hopefully everything, all the plans that you plan to put in place in the great town of Woodland Park takes place. All right, everybody, thanks so much for joining me. This evening, shout out to Andre Sayeg, who I supported, even though I don't live in Patterson anymore, but I did support Andre Sayeg, mayor, and he did win the third time. It was definitely a charm for him. Wasn't such a charm for some other people who ran a third time, but the third time was a charm for Andre Sayeg, who's somebody who I've always respected in the time I lived in Patterson. I lived in Patterson from 1996 until 2009, when I relocated to Montclair, New Jersey, where I live today. But shout out to Andre Sayeg, who I fully supported. Shout out to Andre Sayeg, who I supported for mayor, even though I don't live in Patterson. But my opinion counts, even though I don't live there anymore. I have an investment in Patterson, so shout out to him, Elisa Mims, Flavio Rivera, Maritza Davila. And Andre Sayeg, of course, who won the mayor's race in the city of Patterson, New Jersey. And we're definitely going to miss, I can't think of his name right now, Councilman Ken Morris. We're going to miss Councilman Ken Morris, who declined to run the last time. He's gone on to bigger and better things. So good luck to you, Councilman Morris. Definitely going to miss him on that finance committee. He was one of the good voices, the voice of reason, when everybody else was being unreasonable. Ken Morris was the voice of reason. Shout out to Patterson Council President Ruby Cotton, who's also a friend of the Ron Kelly Show, and all the other folks who listen to the program. Thanks so much. And shout out to Keith Kazmark and Mayor of Woodland Park and all the other people who listen to the Ron Kelly Show. All right, everybody, it's, I don't know what time it is. 7:25 is 25 minutes past the hour. You're listening to the Ron Kelly Show, heard every Thursday at 7 p.m. right here on blogtalkradio.com and on Facebook Live. And we're going to increase, I'm trying to figure out a way to increase the broadcast more than once a week. I know y'all love me, son. I know you want to see me more than once a week. So I'm working on that. We're going to put it together possibly Tuesday and Thursday, or, you know, maybe we'll make it every other day. But I am looking at ways to do this broadcast more than once a week, because this is very difficult work here, running the radio show. And some of y'all out there who are doing radio shows and TV shows, see, I graduated from the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I graduated from the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. This was after I got into radio. I felt that I needed to go back and get some more training. So I went to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, and there's a lot of things that I didn't know about radio, about broadcast journalism and your radio presence and how to be on TV and a whole bunch of things that I learned that I didn't know about when I was, because I've been doing radio. I was doing radio way in Patterson. It used to be called WPFC 88.7 FM. Years ago, I was doing a radio show up there. Shout out to Art Bean, Professor Art Bean, who got me started in radio. And some of you guys, I mean, you're not my competition, because I do talk radio and I don't have any guests. So you're really not my competition. And I'm trying to be big-headed here. But training helps. Training does help. Some of y'all are looking kind of beat on some of the things you're doing, like the lighting is, I mean, my lighting is not the greatest either, but you can see me. I mean, some of the stuff I see some of y'all doing, you know who you are. Some of the things I see some of you guys doing is, I was taught radio and television. So I know based on what I was taught and what I know how to be a radio personality and how to be a television personality. Shout out to Tony Herbert, the Morning Stretch television show I was on a couple weeks ago. You can check it out. It's themorningstretch.tv. That's themorningstretch.tv. You can check that out. Check out the program, The Morning Stretch, with yours truly. It was a political contributor on The Morning Stretch with Tony Herbert. So you can check it out every Sunday, 10 p.m. And you can check out the replay of that program where I was on, yours truly, on YouTube or whatever, some other, or morningstretchtv.com. You can go to the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page and get more information on that. All right, everybody. So Cosby. A lot of talk about Cosby these days. And, you know, and people were coming at me on Facebook. And even when I wasn't talking about Cosby, people were coming at me on Facebook about Cosby. And let me get something straight here. Now, I don't support Bill Cosby and what he did. I don't support Bill Cosby. Let me make that abundantly clear to all the folks out here who are watching and listening to the Ron Kelly Show. I don't support what Bill Cosby did. What he did was reprehensible. And if he in fact did it, he should be punished. Okay, let's make that clear. And people were coming at me. I mean, the last time I talked about Bill Cosby, people were coming at me and, you know, and taking swings, and I'm ducking and weaving because people are, you know, coming at me. I'm like, what are you coming at me for? So I understand the passion that some folks feel about what Bill Cosby did. I get it. But now, my only point was that Bill Cosby's done a lot of good things in his life. Now, I would never, you know, either privately or publicly, you know, defend somebody who was a rapist or a racist or any other reprehensible crime that a person commits. I'm not going to be the one to support them or protect them. The only thing I'm saying is that Bill Cosby did a lot of things in his life. He did a lot of good things in his life. Bill Cosby exposed to America the opposite of good times. Because we all remember good times. Every week they were about to get thrown out, hungry, drinking Kool-Aid and all this stuff. And the whole house was, you could fit the whole house on one TV screen. Because the living room was right there, the table, the kitchen was right there. It was a typical project apartment. But a whole house could fit on the TV screen that you were watching. It didn't matter what size TV you were watching. The whole house would fit on a television screen. And the Evanses it was all project nonsense with the Evanses. You know. Bill Cosby blasted that away with the Bill Cosby Show. He was a doctor. The wife was a lawyer. They had three or four children, mostly well-behaved children. They lived in a brownstone in Brooklyn. Nice place. They had money. And see, white America had never seen that. They never saw that. Because every other television show about black people, it was The Wire with dealing drugs, The Wire, The Corner, the Rooftop, The Projects, whatever it was. Every television show that were successful were television shows that revolved around the hood, for example. So the Cosby Show was the first television show about black people, a black show that showed America, white America, that black folks were just like you. We can be just like you. And that's what I appreciate about Bill Cosby. Did he, you know, do that show? That show was the number one show for years. It was killing everybody. Bill Cosby made a lot of money. And he gave away a lot of money. Especially to historically black colleges and universities. See, so they want to take their, so the people want to take their, they want to take their honorary doctorate degrees back from Bill Cosby. But how about giving his money back? How about that? No. No, we'll take our doctorate back. We're not going to give him his money back. No. Then there was kind of talk that he needed to take his name off the Hollywood Walk of Fame and all of this nonsense. I mean, come on. Okay, he committed a crime. And I don't deny that he committed a crime. He did. If he did what he said he did, because he admitted it. And if he did that, then he's the lowest of the low. But see, let me talk about the conspiracy part of this. And I don't consider everything a conspiracy. But let me talk about the conspiracy part of this. Now, Bill Cosby is the only person that's gone to jail for this stuff. He's the only one. And I'm not defending him. There's a bigger thing going on here. I'm not defending Bill Cosby. There's a bigger thing going on here. Now, Bill Cosby is the only person who's been convicted of a crime in his Me Too era. He's the only one. We still got Harvey Weinstein, who's been accused by everybody, every woman in America has accused Harvey Weinstein. Has he gone to jail yet? No. No. Matt Lauer, did he go to jail? No. Did Bill O'Reilly go to jail? No. Did Charlie Rose go to jail? No. And on and on and on and on and on. None of these people went to jail. Now, I'm not necessarily making this a black and white thing. It just happens to be white people who are having gone to jail yet. But none of these people have gone to jail. None of them. Bill Cosby's the only one who's been convicted. Nobody else has been convicted. And look what happened with Ryan Seacrest, the television show. Ryan and Kelly and Ryan. You know, a morning show, 9 a.m., ABC Television Network. Some woman's stylist, former stylist, said he did something. You know, that story was squashed faster than you can step on a roach. And you didn't hear about it anymore. You didn't hear about it anymore. Kelly with Ryan Seacrest. Ryan Seacrest is valuable to the TV network today. And they dispelled it, and it was a dead story. It only lasted for one day. One day. So no one else has been convicted. You know, no one else has been convicted, even though a lot of them have said, Matt Lauer from Today Show, Charlie Rose from CBS Morning Show. All these people, Bill O'Reilly, who's the biggest name on Fox TV, and a lot of these people, did they go to jail? No. Well, Bill Cosby is going to jail. Well, maybe. The 80-year-old man, hopefully they'll have some pity on him. But he's not going to last in jail. But, yeah, so Bill Cosby has not gone to jail. And see, there were a lot of people who were talking about, like, Michael Jackson, for example. Michael Jackson was the biggest music icon, pop icon ever, arguably speaking. And, you know, and people back in the day, because I remember this, people back in the day when Michael Jackson was going through the child molestation thing and they, you know, stripped him and took pictures of his private parts and all that stuff. That was like the most, probably the most dehumanizing, demoralizing thing that happened to somebody of his stature. Because Michael Jackson was met Ronald Reagan. He was at the White House. How many artists go to the White House? Michael Jackson was there and he wasn't performing. He was just there. Some people go for the Kennedy Center and they perform there, and, you know, but Michael Jackson was the king, the real true king. With his videos, he had Martin Scorsese and John Landis. These are Oscar winning directors who were doing his videos. People who wouldn't go near a video. People wouldn't go near a video with directors. Martin Scorsese, Raging Bull, Taxi Driver, one of the biggest names in Hollywood, was directed Michael Jackson videos. The only time he's ever done it. And so people were saying back in the day that there was a conspiracy to bring Michael Jackson down. That's what people were saying back in the day. It was a conspiracy. Bring Michael Jackson down. Say he's a. I never believed Michael Jackson was a child molester. I can believe that Cosby is a is a molester before I believe Michael Jackson was one. You know, so this is what we talked about with the Cosby conspiracy. Is there a conspiracy to bring Bill Cosby down? And shout out to Osman Shabazz, who probably is not watching, because he's the one that had a problem with me, shooting me these evil text messages and stuff. But shout out to him. And, you know, so is there a conspiracy? I just have to put stuff out there because, you know, I'm going to play devil's advocate every time, but I'm not always going to stick on your side. I'm going to stick on my side, what I think. And is it a conspiracy that Bill Cosby is the only person that's been
prosecuted and found guilty? Is he the only one? I mean, he's the only one. Nobody else is. Harvey Weinstein was the first one, and everybody and their mother has accused Harvey Weinstein of molestation. What happened? Harvey Weinstein is still running around New York, and they're still trying to figure out what to do with him. So this is what I'm talking about. So is there a conspiracy with Bill Cosby? Is there a conspiracy? He's the only person that went to, he's the only person that's been convicted. And on top of that, that Andrea Constand story started in 2004. That was 14 years ago. And there's a statute of limitation. The only crime where there's no statute is murder. Murder, there's no statute for murder. Statute of limitations meaning that you can't go after a person after a certain amount of years. And the statute on murder is for your lifetime. But the statute for what Bill Cosby did was 7 years. So what he did took place 14 years ago. So why is he being prosecuted for something that happened 14 years ago? So, I mean, they're going to say it was a furtherance because there were more women behind Andrea Constant. So the legal talk is that because there were women after Andrea Constant, it was a furtherance of the initial criminal act. That's what they're saying. So look, I'm not defending Bill Cosby. What he did was horrific. You know, I'm highly disappointed in Jell-O Pudding Man. Do you know those commercials he used to do with the kids? It's the cutest thing you ever wanted to see. But I don't know. I just felt like I need to put it out there. And I stand my ground, and all of y'all know that. Anyway, we'll take a quick break, and we'll come right back with more of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with a hoop earring?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay? My arm. I think it's broken. Can you bend it? It's already bent. In the wrong direction. I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
And we are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Boy, I look funny on Periscope. Okay, the Ron Kelly Show is on Periscope right now, so you can check me out. Periscope Live, the Ron Kelly Show, and on Facebook. Those do. Shout out to Bunny McKnight. Have you seen, and anybody who wants to, you can type in your comment. If you're on the Ron Kelly Show, if you are on the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page, you can type in. You can hope this phone doesn't fall. Okay, you can type in your comment, and I will definitely get back to you. I mean, I will respond to you. And shout out to Bunny McKnight who says, have you seen what those dudes look like? Yeah, they kind of look like dudes, a lot of them. And then you had the one lady who was supposed to be the first supermodel. Supposed to be the first. Well, shout out to my people on Periscope, pardon me. Shout out to the folks on Periscope who are watching. The Ron Kelly Show right now. I'm trying to find a good angle for you guys. Okay, I think that looks pretty good. All right, so Ron Kelly Show, and we are on Periscope Live and on Facebook Live. So thank you, everybody, for joining me this evening. For those people on Periscope, it's the Ron Kelly Show. It's on 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Thursday nights, every Thursday night from 7 to 8 p.m. And you can hear the show on blogtalkradio.com. You can see it on Facebook Live. And some of the other times you can see it on Periscope, too. Yeah, you know, shout out to Bunny McKnight. Yeah, and I saw some of those women, and they look, Oh, man, I'm like, boy, one thing Bill Cosby definitely guilty of is bad taste because, I mean, I haven't seen, I mean, I know it's happened years ago, but none of those women, I mean, oh, man, Bill, you're Bill Cosby. You know, that's one of the things I don't understand. You're Bill Cosby. You could do whatever you want. You could, women will probably, but he was married. He was married. But women were probably throwing themselves at Bill Cosby all the time. They're probably throwing themselves at him all the time. So just nonsense. Yes, yes, absolutely, Bunny. I see some of those women today. I mean, I don't want to, there's going to be women who are going to be hitting me up on Twitter saying that I'm insensitive and stuff like that. No, I'm not insensitive. That was dead wrong. And Bill Cosby, but why did the women come back? Andrea Constant was going back to Bill Cosby. Why? Why? Why, Andrea? Why'd you go back to Bill? Why? So this is a question, and she was paid $3.5 million, $3.5 million settlement. And she's sitting up there in the courtroom with Bill. Now, Bill, let me establish that. Bill is wrong. Bill is wrong. Bill is wrong. Bill is wrong. Bill deserves whatever he gets. Let me make that abundantly clear. Bill deserves whatever he gets. But the flip side of that is there a conspiracy? And I'm not a conspiratorial person. I'm not like that. You know, I deal in truth. The Ron Kelly Show deals in truth. But is there a conspiracy to bring down America's dad? We'll talk about it another time. All right, everybody. The phone. Oh, I don't know. Okay, there's about 15 minutes left to the program. And I want to talk about the armchair activists. See, I took a vow, right? I took a vow not to post about, let me turn this off. I took a vow not to post about racism. I took a vow to post about race, not to post about racism. Because you see these posts that people are posting on Facebook and Instagram and wherever else they can find a place to pasture this nonsense, plaster this nonsense. And people are posting, black folk mostly, posting examples of racism, videos and pictures, videos of the 65-year-old lady getting dragged out of her car. 65-year-old, obviously she's an old lady. Mistreated by the police, dragged out of her car. See that all the time. Examples of mistreatment. The football player, the ex-football player that was necktied in the parking lot of some mall or supermarket. And you see these examples of racism on Facebook all the time. All the time. And it is just incredibly annoying to me because nobody is doing nothing. So my thing is, why post, like to call the people armchair activists. Armchair activists. You sit in your armchair in the comfort of your home, and you're posting videos about racism, but what the hell are you doing about it? Nothing. So a lot of people who post video racist, I mean, you know, I hide that stuff because I don't want to see it. Because what's the point? If you're not going to try to do something, you're not going to be a part of the solution, what's the point? Shout out to Stephanie Freitas, who just joined the program. What's the point? If you're not going to do anything about racism, what's the point of you posting videos of racist acts? For what? See, because they talk about Kanye West and, you know, Kanye West. Oh, Kanye West. First of all, who gives a damn about what Kanye West says? That's number one. And number two, the fact that he did, Stephanie, and the fact that he did say it, he said that black folks chose slavery. Okay, which was, I mean, he wasn't far off. Kanye West wasn't far off. Because now, of course, back in, you know, couple of hundred years ago, you know, black people didn't have a choice whether to plow the fields or, you know, they didn't have a choice. So that was an asinine statement to say that that black folks back in the day had an opportunity or had a choice between slavery and freedom. That's just now a lie. But look at today. Let's fast forward to 2018 today, March 17th, 2018. The black folks are no longer slaves. Now there's a, how they have that invisible fence. Yeah, invisible fence for your dog. Well, there's an invisible fence for us too. Invisible, there's some invisible glass ceilings, however you want to put it. Sure, there's still some things in place, but for the most part, black folks are free. Black folks are free for the most part. I mean, yes, we are still in bondage in some ways, but guess what? It's the bondage, the handcuffs we put on ourselves. See, as Kanye West just had the timeline screwed up, but he was right. The black folks today are choosing bondage. Black folks today are choosing bondage. Yes, I said it. Because you sit home, you're posting videos about racism, and you sit your asses home, and you don't do nothing. You don't do squat. You see, because there's something that black folks can do about some of the things that go on in this country today. There are some things that black folks can do collectively. See, that's why I keep showing y'all this. That's why I keep showing y'all this. I read this. I've read this book a few times, and I thought this was nonsense in the beginning, but it's not nonsense. So there's things that black folk can be doing to correct some of the injustices that are visited upon us on a daily basis. There's things that we can do collectively. Do we have a problem with being collective? Oh, I don't like you, because you don't listen to me or you don't do what I want you to do. F you. Because we find a lot of excuses to stay away from each other. We find a lot of excuses not to be together. So, so black folk today are choosing. You see how much time I got left? Okay, I got 10 minutes. Black folks today are choosing bondage. Choosing bondage. Because there are some things that we can be doing to make things better for ourselves. And I hear this, oh, we need to get the word out. I mean, give me a break. That's the only way you get the word is through Facebook or Instagram or whatever else it is. It's social, Snapchat, which is for sex, basically, Snapchat, and some of the other nonsensical social media websites. For black folks today, Kanye West was wrong with the timeline, but he was right in saying that black folks are choosing bondage today. Now, summer's coming. It's May. June is right around the corner. African-American parade. I live in Montclair, and the Montclair Jazz Festival, the whole town was there. Every black person in Montclair was there for the Montclair Jazz Festival. Everybody. This place was overflowing with people. But when it came time for the African American parade, there was nobody. Nobody around. But they'll go, so we'll get together and go to be entertained. Oh, some entertainment? Oh, we going. We are going for entertainment. But what about for social justice issues? Oh, no. Nobody's playing music. They ain't serving no food. No. I can't get my swerve on. I'm not going. You see, it's like in Paterson, New Jersey, where I was, where I lived. Every year, African American parade. They're on the sidewalks, empty. Empty. Going up Broadway, starting the Masonic Temple. Shout out to my Patterson peeps. Empty. But there's more people in the park. There's more people in the park where the parade ended than there were on the parade route. Because in the park, there's entertainment, there's food, there's fun, there's, we'll have a good time, music, So it's like people skipped the parade and went to the park. They skipped the parade and they went to the park. What kind of sense does that make? Now, when the Peruvians, and I lived in Patterson for a lot of years, when the Peruvians and the Dominicans had the whole Presidential Boulevard shut down. They had a big giant stage out there, and they had all kinds of stuff going on. So when other ethnic groups from other countries have their parades, I mean, I had to leave Patterson early in the morning. Otherwise, you can't get out. I would have to go all the way to Totowa. For the Patterson people who know what I'm talking about, I would have to go to Totowa. I would have to go to West Patterson at the time. It's Woodland Park now. And I would have to go or leave early to get out of town because of the thousands and thousands of people who come out celebrating their heritage and their pride. Black folk? Might get a decent crowd in Newark only because there's more black people there than there are anywhere else in the state of New Jersey. So you might get a decent crowd there. But when it's time for the African-American parade and black folks, but entertainment, I'm going. Food, fun, get my freak on. And I don't say that about all black folks. Don't get me wrong. Some there are black people listening all around the country on blogtalkradio.com. I don't say that about all black people, but I mean, come on, give me a break. So those of you who post, you know, I can't control what people post on Facebook. And no, I don't have to look at it, which I don't. I don't look at those videos. I don't look at those examples of racism. I just don't look at them. Because people are posting them, but not doing anything. Not lifting a finger to try to help get this situation straight. That's why I call you armchair activists. Those of you who post examples of racism on Facebook and Instagram and wherever else, but you don't do anything. So there are things that we can do. There are things we can do to change the situation in this country. Now, a lot of folks think we can't, but we can if we came together. But see, the other side of the coin is we have so many different organizations. You got the NAACP, you got the Urban League, you got National Action Network, you got this one, you got that one, you got 50 people, 50 organizations all going in different directions. So why can't there be a summit? Why can't there be a summit of black organizations that can come together collectively? Okay, one wants housing, one wants better schools, one wants financial freedom, one wants more jobs. Okay, why can't people come together? Why can't black folk come together and say, okay, we're going to work together to forward our agenda? No, because I like Reverend Al. Now, people want to, you know, there are people out there trying to crucify. I think it's the leader of the NAACP because he said something wrong. He got stopped by the police. And there's people out here, black folk, who are advocating for the man to get fired. I mean, oh boy, y'all will kill me. But like I said, you know, I think that black folk should be, yeah, and that's the other thing too. Black folks, people looking for handouts. I hate that. We should be getting what we deserve. You are getting what you deserve. Nothing. Shout out to Buddy McKnight. People are looking for handouts. Exactly. We need better schools. No, we need better pupils. We need better parents. What are you talking about? We need better school. We need better parents. People who own houses, own homes, need to sweep in front of their doors. They need to change the range so for the sweeper to come through on the same day that the garbage man works. How about that? Let the sweeper come through on the same day that the garbage man works, picks up the garbage. This way there's no cars in the way, and they can come through and do an effective job instead of having to drag the garbage out to the street. And that's how it falls out of the cans and stuff like that, you know. And I'm not advocating for that industry. Well, yeah, I am because I do work in that industry. But, you know, I mean, come on. There's little things that we can do. But people are always looking for handouts. We need better schools. We need more housing. We need more jobs. We need this. We need that. Beg, 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 beg. I mean, come on. We need to get what we deserve. Okay, give me a break. You don't deserve nothing. Everybody still talking about the 40 acres in the moon? You ain't getting it. Everybody still talking about reparations? You're not getting it. It's not going to happen. So just stop thinking about it. Especially not under this Trump administration. It's the crookedest ones in the history of American politics. Yes. So do something. You got 2 minutes left. Do something. Do something. Do something besides, you know, lifting a finger to post a racist video of police misconduct or some of those. Somebody, barbecue is interrupted by a fat white lady who says that they shouldn't be using says that you shouldn't be using barbecue briquettes. I mean, give me a break. Do something. Okay, we're going to break out here, everybody. I got about 1 minute left, so we're going to break out here. Thank you to those who like the show. Thank you to the folks who listen to the show on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you to those on Facebook Live and the people who did watch on Periscope. Thank you so much for joining me today. All right, I am out. I got things to do. And I'll see you people back here next Thursday evening for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So until then, everybody, remember that it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice and that we may not have it all together. But together, we can certainly have it all. Thank you so much, everybody. I'm done.
Hey, what's up, everybody?